All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Favara podcast. Host Dr. Favara. This episode will be reviewing The Irishman. It's a 2019 Netflix film. It's an American epic crime film directed and produced by Martin Scorsese. And it's based on the 2004 book, I Heard You Paint Houses by Charles Brett. It stars Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci with Ray Romano, Bobby Cannavale, Anna Paquin, Stephen Graham, Stephanie Kurtzabi, Jesse Plemons, and Harvey Keitel in supporting roles. It follows Frank Sheeran, a truck driver, becomes a hitman involved with monster Russell Bufalino and his crime family, including his time working with the powerful teamster Jimmy Hoffa. So let me go into this. There's the plot of the movie. And it's like a three-hour-long movie, so it's really, really long. In a nursing home in his wheelchair, Frank Sheeran, an elderly World War II veteran, recounts his time as a mafia hitman. 1950s Philadelphia, delivery truck driver Sheeran starts to sell some of his contents of his shipments to a local gangster in an Italian Philadelphia crime family. After his company accuses him of theft, union lawyer Bill Bufalino gets him off after Sheeran refuses to give the judge names of his customers. But introduces Sheeran to his cousin Russell Bufalino, head of the Northeastern Pennsylvania crime family. Sheeran begins to do jobs for Russell and members of the local South Philadelphia underworld, including murders. Soon, Russell introduces Sheeran to Jimmy Hoffa, the head of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, who has financial ties with the Bufalino crime family and is struggling to deal with his fellow rising Teamster Anthony Tony Provenzano, as well as mounting pressure from the federal government. Hoffa becomes close with Sheeran and his family, especially his daughter Peggy, and Sheeran becomes Hoffa's chief bodyguard while on the road. After the 1960 election of John F. Kennedy, Russell is thrilled while Hoffa is livid. Kennedy's brother, Robert F. Kennedy, who was named Attorney General, forms a Get Hoffa squad in an effort to bring down Hoffa. He's eventually arrested and convicted in 1964 for jury tampering. Only present his replacement atop the Teamsters, Franklin Simmons, begins overspending the group's pension funds and making interest-free loans after the mafia. Hoffa's relationship with Provenzano, who himself was arrested for extortion, also deteriorates beyond repair. Hoffa is eventually released via a presidential pardon from Richard Nixon in 1971, although he's forbidden from taking part in any Teamsters activities until 1980. Despite his parole terms, Hoffa undertakes a plan to retake his power atop the organized unions. Hoffa's growing disrespect for other Teamster leaders and related crime family interests begins to worry Russell. During a testimonial dinner in Sheeran's honor in October 1973, Russell tells Sheeran to confront Hoffa and warn him that the heads of the crime families are not pleased with his behavior. Hoffa then informs Sheeran that he knows things that Russell and the other Dons are unaware that he knows, and further claims that he is untouchable because if anything happened to him, they would all end up in prison. In 1975, on the way to the wedding of Bill's daughter, Russell tells Sheeran that things have reached a breaking point with Hoffa, and his death has been sanctioned. To his chagrin, Russell tells Sheeran that he has been chosen as the person to do it, on fears that he otherwise might try to warn or save him. Two drive to an airport where Sheeran gets into a flight to Detroit. Sheeran tells Hoffa he will be in town early in the day, but arrives late in the afternoon. Hoffa, who has scheduled a meeting with a local diner with Provenzano and Anthony Giacalone, is surprised to see Sheeran arriving there in a car with Hoffa's unsuspecting foster son, Chucky O'Brien, and Sal Briguglio, another gangster, in the car. They advise Hoffa that the meeting has been moved to a house where Provenzano and Russell are waiting for him. Sheeran reassures Hoffa that everything is fine and he joins him in the car. When they're in the house, Hoffa finds that no one else is in there and believes that he has been set up. He turns around to leave the house, at which point Sheeran shoots him twice at point-blank range, leaving the gun and the body at the entrance. After Sheeran leaves, two younger gangsters take Hoffa's body to a crematorium and eliminate all traces of him. Sheeran, Russell, Provenzano, and others are eventually convicted on other various charges, none of which are related to Hoffa's murder, and one by one they begin to die in prison. Sheeran is eventually released and placed in a nursing home. He tries to make peace with his alienated daughters, but Peggy severs all contact with him. Sheeran begins to see a Catholic priest assigned to the nursing home. The priest gives Sheeran absolution in his room. As the priest leaves, Sheeran alone in his room for Christmas holidays. Sheeran asks him to leave the door open a little, emulating Hoffa's habit. This is a really good movie. This is two thumbs way up. This is the best gangster movie in years. Fantastic from start to finish. I will highly recommend that you watch this on Netflix. It should be a Best Picture nominee. Although it's probably way too long, but so very, very good. Peace of Peeps, have a good one. This podcast, Cornstein and myself, Sudan, Rockstar Ryan, our producer, King Kyle. Peace of Peeps, have a good one.